Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Say hey, get aboard. We got a great prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets to the sold out 2025 Eagles draft party at the Link next Thursday night. We'll be there doing a live show starting at 6 all the way up to that Eagles pick at 32. Or maybe they'll trade up, or we'll see what they do next Thursday night. We're monitoring the Dallas Goedert situation. I'd rather keep him than use a first-round pick on a tight end, but a lot of people are projecting and kind of connecting dots between Mason Taylor, tight end at LSU, and the Eagles at number 32. There's also news here, and we'll get back to the Phillies calls in a second. Also some rumors out there, Hugh, about a team that might be interested in Dallas Goedert. You see this? SNY, or ESPN New York, Jordan Ronan said that New York Giants had interest in Dallas Goedert earlier this offseason. They still might. It'd be weird to watch Goddard in Giants uniform.
You know what? You do what you got to do, but yeah, I don't know if I want Dallas to go to the Cowboys. I mean, the Giants.
It'd be weird to see him anywhere in the division.
But
certainly there. I mean, look, they're not a good team, and they're probably just trying to add any kind of talent they can. I don't know what the value is for Goddard. I haven't known for months because he's still here. I don't know what they could get for him. I'm just saying, if the idea is draft a first-round tight end or just keep him, I just want to keep the guy. Just keep him here. Keep him in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Hughes Clues out there and all your reaction to the Phillies and Aaron Nola last night. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's going on, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, listen. I will not trade a first-round draft pick to replace Dallas Goedert. That's just not going to happen. We need other holes filled before we try to fill Dallas Goedert. That'll come down the line. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I know he can only play, you know, three quarters of the season because of injuries and so on, but still, we've already got an established tight end. I'm not using a first-round draft pick to replace him.
Tom, I wouldn't either, but it does feel like, you know, I keep hearing, and we're going to play a clip of Mike Mayock, who was on with the afternoon show yesterday. I keep hearing people connect the dots to them and the Taylor kid at LSU. I'm with you. I wouldn't use a first-round pick either. I'd rather just keep him or, like you said, draft someone later on, but I don't know. There's a lot of smoke that they might like a tight end at 32. It just feels like a weird use of resources for me.
It is, and I would hate to even use our resources to trade up to try to get a tight end to replace him. We need other, you know, resources right now. Right now, Goddard could fill what we have, and we're fine. So let's not worry about replacing him right now.
Totally. And look, if he wasn't under contract and it was a matter of money, it was a matter of having to re-sign him, that's a different story. He's here. He's under contract. They could bring him back. It just feels like they're playing hardball here to try to get him at their number. What are you feeling on Aaron Nola, Tom?
I'm hitting the panic button there. And really, because he has to rewrite how he pitches now because he's lost his power pitch. He lost his velocity. You don't gain that back at 32 years old. Okay, so now he's got to learn how to you know, ball placement, paint the corners, this and that. And he's getting squeezed a lot of times, too, because umpires think that he's still a power pitcher. He's getting a lot of close calls that aren't getting called his way. So something's got to change there.
Well, it does. And he needs to stop walking people because it's a bad combination of walks and then, you know, giving up extra hits because he's not, you know, throwing the ball past anyone anymore. Tom, what's your guess here? What do you got for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about today?
Shoot, I'll tell you. All right, he wanted to buy a car. He was turned down. Maybe Hughes got, like, high expectations. He wanted to buy some kind of crazy Tesla or something like that. I'm going to say Elon Musk.
You know, it's a good guess because he's on the list.
He is on the list.
He's absolutely on the list.
Come on, Joe. Do I look like I drive a Tesla?
No, you
do
don't.
Do I look like a Tesla driver? I ain't got nothing against Teslas. Well, those plaids walk the dog.
Sure.
They fly.
Now, you didn't say specifically that this person owns or creates this car, right?
No, I didn't say
that.
You
may have wanted one of Elon's other cars. I'm sure the guy has like 50 cars.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, his personal cars.
Personal cars.
I don't know.
It's a fair guess.
Yeah. Elon doesn't strike me as the type that's his thing.
Cars?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Personal.
Cars, yeah.
Yeah, like collecting cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see you try to offer it. Like, what could you offer him monetarily, though?
Nothing.
not that he probably doesn't already have. All right. Can we hear from Mike Mayock? He was on the afternoon show yesterday talking about the draft. And, you know, it was Todd McShay last week. It was Daniel Jeremiah last week. There's a lot of smoke, Hugh. And this is beyond, you know, your thing with Auntie. There's a lot of smoke going on right now with Mason Taylor, the Eagles. Listen to Mayock and talking about Mason Taylor, how he would fit here in Philadelphia.
But the guy you brought up, Mason Taylor, I don't think is going in the first round,
okay.
And I think he has big-time first-round ability. And I did a bunch of his tape. I mean, this guy is really, really interesting. He doesn't even turn 21 years old until May. Mm. Not only is he Jason Taylor's son, his uncle is Zach Thomas, another Hall of Famer.
Mm.
Okay, so he's got an uncle and a father in the NFL Hall of Fame. He's 6'5", 255. He's a three-year starter coming out of the SEC, and he never blinked. I mean, as a freshman, he caught the game-winning pass against Alabama in the corner of the end zone, big-time catch. You know, the kid was barely 18 years old. He makes a play like that. He doesn't get a whole lot of love, and I'm not sure why. He can run at all three levels. He can get vertical. He's got really good hands. He runs good routes. What kind of blocker is he? He's a good blocker. He's not a great blocker. He's tough enough. I think he can be a full-time starter at the wide position, a three-down starter.
Mayock obviously likes him a lot.
Mayock watches a lot of film, man. Watches a lot of film.
So, like, I don't have a problem with this player. I think he's going to be good. It's like everyone that talks about him, Hugh, seems to think this is LSU, SEC, good pass catcher. He could start right away. I would guess he's going to be a good player. It's to me, why are we creating the hole when we have a tight end to fill it with a first-round pick when we could get a defensive player?
Younger, more reliable. I mean, I get
cheaper,
it.
Cheaper, sure.
Cheaper, that's the biggest thing. Cheaper. I think people would feel better because, like Mike said, he'll probably go in the later rounds, first-round talent. I think people would feel better, especially with the way that things have been going for the Eagles, if you could get him in the later rounds and get a defender.
Sure.
Early on.
That's a different story. If he's a second or third round pick, and there are some tight ends in the second or third round, they might target. But if they take one in the first round,
people are going to feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I'd just rather keep Goddard. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware is up on WIP talking about Nola. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What's going on?
Not bad, bro.
Speaker.
Thank you, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, well, that sounds better.
All right. Cool. Thank you. I think Noah might be cooked, man. I mean, it's a shame to say, but, I mean, he's thrown so many innings over his career and everything. So that was the concern when they signed him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Well, it was. I mean, I remember when the negotiations were going on, and I didn't like the idea of 7 years. I mean, I wanted to keep him, Mark, because they're trying to win a World Series, and he's one of their better pitchers and all that. And I like Aaron Nola, but 7 years concerned me. But I at least convinced myself, Mark, we would get 2 or 3 more of the typical Nola, and then there'd be a little fall off. Feels like that fall off's happening quicker than they thought.
Yeah, I mean, seems like it's happening this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. And you mentioned the innings. I mean, last night he averaged 90 miles an hour on his fastball. That's very low, considering the rest of the league right now. And he only got 2 whiffs on 44 fastballs. That means they're not swinging and missing at that. Mark, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
I was going to say Mark Zuckerberg, but let me say Joe Rogan.
Well, you just won a 4-pack of tickets, Mark.
But I don't like that he two guesses, though.
Yeah.
How you get two
don't
guesses?
Don't like
though,
it, but it's too late.
What are we going to do now?
It is what it is.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
I mean, what can we do?
Ain't nothing we can do.
Mark, you got it. How'd you guess it?
Well, because he guessed
two people. Two guesses.
Well, but what led you to Joe Rogan?
Well, I was kidding with the Zuckerberg.
No,
you weren't.
You threw it out there. I mean,
There's no way to choose buying a car from him.
Well, then why'd you say? Why'd you tell me?
Yeah,
you had 2 guesses. No.
Yeah, he rethought it.
Okay, you won the prize.
He long talked.
We can admit to what you did.
All right, Mark, you got it, buddy. We appreciate it. And you're headed to the Eagles draft party next Thursday night at the Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. I think moving forward, if you had 2 guests in your mind, just give us the one you're presenting.
Yeah, now you can't just throw both out on the air like that, man. That ain't cool.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's just the bottom.
I mean, it is. I mean, I'm not upset. It is what it is.
Deep down, great guess. Are you a little bit?
Well, no, it's the way it went down.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not, if we're being honest, it's not fair to other people. You know, but you won. You know, no, whatever.
Well, now, to be fair to him, if he had said that but had it reversed, we wouldn't have given him the prize, even though he said – I think that happened once. Do you remember that? I think once before someone said, I was thinking this, but now I want to say this.
That, yeah.
And the first thing that they didn't actually answer was it, and we had to wait a while to get back to it. Either way, so now you got to tell the story.
Well, yeah. You know, this was during the time where – what was it called? Rides, Chip Foos was making cars.
So what era of Joe Rogan was this?
This was early in his career. This was like, I think this was right after Fear Factor or right during the time of Fear Factor.
So this is before he really blew up.
And he got this 1970 Barracuda made, right? It's called the Sick Fish. Mm. Man, this thing
you showed
was
me
nice.
This morning,
it was nice. And I remember calling, like, because something, they sent some stuff from rides and stuff, and I was trying to get something made, and I saw this car that they made for Joe Rogan. So I reached out to his people and I asked him to sell it, if he was willing to sell it.
And what'd they say?
And he told me in no uncertain terms, F no. He was like, F no. You know, I'm not selling it. I mean, but this car was nice, man. It was a 70 Barracuda. He had that thing tricked out. And I wanted it, and he would not sell
it. So he wouldn't even negotiate.
No, like, he didn't even. And if I'm not mistaken, he still has the car to this day. If I'm not mistaken, I still think he owns that car to
well,
this day.
Well, that's a good story. All right, yes, it was Joe Rogan there. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. Our Twitter
question.
At least
we ain't go to 145, so I guess there's a...
Do you feel better?
I mean, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, you know, the two guesses thing was not cool, but, you know, hey, what can you do?
I know. I do think it evened out. Kyle, do you remember there was a time during Hughes Clues once where someone did exactly what the winner did, but it was the opposite, where they said, I was thinking this, but this. And we didn't give them the prize because they didn't actually give us that answer.
Did we not? Because I feel like there's, I mean, that's the point of no return with Hughes Clues. Once the answer's out there, like.
I think it happened once.
Or are you talking about when I gave the answer away?
Well, maybe that was that. Yeah. Have I done that yet? Because both of you have, right?
Yeah, I guess you're next.
I guess. Maybe it's tomorrow. All right, 215.
It's only fair. It's only fair to, you know, be screwed up.
215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com here. All right, hitting the panic button on Aaron Nola. You know, I haven't checked in with the poll today. Let's see what the people are thinking here. Are you hitting the panic button on Nola?
Also, how did Hugh do?
Yes. People. Well, that's important here. Well, because usually you assign winning or losing to the Twitter poll, like how you did each day. Are you officially hitting the panic button on Nola? Hugh, you're in trouble today. Yes, at 62%.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Listen, man, Phillies fans, when it goes off the rails like it did yesterday, it ain't too much consoling them. I mean, I knew that. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, hey. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
So you're blaming Nola. It's more on him
I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Like, we're in a weird spot when it comes to the Phillies with a whole bunch of different things. So, yeah.
I'm actually a little surprised how many people are hitting the panic button. I mean, it's just four starts.
Eerily similar.
Well, and Nola's kind of he's been on shaky ground with people for a while.
Yeah,
like,
a long time.
Every playoff season, we do a thing on, like, do you trust Nola?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually pretty 50-50.
And now he's pitching bad.
Yeah, and he stunk to start the season. So, like, it's enough for people who already had him on thin ice to go that direction.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty alarming.
Yeah, he stinks right now.
Yeah, like, we could be doing this conversation if his ERA was in the upper fours. It's in the upper sixes.
Yeah.
And he's really, really struggled. Last night, that first inning was as bad as I've ever seen him pitch. And he even hit that after the... Can we hear from Aaron Nola? Because last night, at least he was real about it. I mean, he got Topper making excuses about the cold. But Nola talked about how it was really unacceptable the way he pitched last night.
You find yourself under command, two starts in a row with the bases loaded, walk. How crazy is that driving?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It's unacceptable. I mean, for three times in my career I've done that, and two times past two games. I just got to get ahead better. Too many free passes, and usually those runs have been scoring, and I'm just kind of making it harder on myself in those situations. Eight walks in two games overall, it's not good. I'll clean it up.
He seems very frustrated with himself, and I do appreciate that he's not making excuses.
He cares.
Right, he's not saying it. And we had a caller last hour that talked about mailing it in. I don't think that's Aaron Nola.
No, he didn't.
Aaron Nola strikes me as he's not hard to figure out. He seems like a hard worker.
He's transparent.
Yep, he seems like a guy who is pretty simple in terms of his life and baseball. Like, he takes it very seriously. He works really hard, like works out a lot. The Phillies, since he was young, have talked about how he puts a lot of hours into his craft. I think with him, we're talking more about decline, physical decline, rather than, you know, not giving his full effort. I think he's trying his hardest out there. He just can't find the plate now.
I think that he's trying to figure out if he's in a decline, number one, and can he do a workaround. You know, a lot of times, I remember Michael Strahan telling a story about how when he got older, he had to start losing weight and change the way you do your routine. You can't do some of the – if you want to play at a high level, you can't do some of the things that you did when you were a younger man.
Right.
You know, like, because, you know, you got guys that go in there and try to lift the whole gym. You know, you got to modify that workout, man, according to the way that your body is responding to certain things. And I think that, unfortunately for him, is that it's happening in real time.
Fast.
Yeah. And so now he's trying to adjust, because you talked about something, Joe, that jumped out to him. You was like, he's not throwing it down the middle anymore because he doesn't have that velocity. So now he's and I think somebody else said it, Joe, talking about how he's getting squeezed mm-hmm. because they haven't adjusted to him adjusting
right.
to his game yet. So this might take some time, and that's one of the main reasons why I said I'm not out on him, because I feel like he's savvy enough and he's veteran enough that he'll work through this. It's just going to take him a little bit more time than he's comfortable using or accustomed to get to that point where he feels comfortable.
Sure. When I say I'm panicking on what he used to be compared to what he is. I don't think he's going to have a Taiwan 2024 season where it's like his ERA is in the
sevens. Off. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be better than that. I mean, I think he's smart enough. He'll figure this out to some extent, but you know, he was signed to be a number two and he looks like he's a number four right now. That's where my panic is, that we just skipped right. over the number three thing.
And not only that, he had to adjust to the pitch clock too. Remember that?
Yes.
He adjusted, and when he adjusted, he was cool. And it took him a while to do that, because remember, he said when he was asked about it.
That took like half a season. Like it. Yeah. It took a while.
So this might be the same thing. It might, and you know, you just have to, I mean, which is going to be hard to do, is just be a little bit more patient with him. He's still going to be who he is.
On this radio station?
He's still going to be who he is, but yeah, he's going to have to learn how to adjust a little bit.
So I think that's one thing that could give me a little hope, the adjustment thing. Like, yeah. Nola is a veteran. He's been known to – it goes through shaky parts of his career, but, like, he does sort of pull it together and bounce back. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's that. He could just be a declining player. But I'm with you. Like, it's not panic, like, oh, my God, he's going to be – I think he will regress a little bit back toward the mean.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, but how much, right? It's not the kind of guy who I'm like, okay, every fifth day we have a good chance – of winning this game with Aaron Nola out there. I don't feel that right now. And for what was supposed to be the strength of this Phillies team, it's the starting pitching. It just worries me a little bit that might not be the strength that we thought it was. And there's nothing truly great about the Phillies right now.
No.
And that worries
that's
me.
That's the thing, because there's so many other things that you can deal with. And it's compounded by the fact that was the one part of this team that you felt was solid.
Yes, the starting pitching.
You felt it was solid. Now, you know, we're on Ranger watch. We're trying to figure out, you know, Painter watch.
Yep.
We're trying to get some more arms in here to try to, I guess, for lack of a better way of describing it, stop the bleeding.
Yeah, it's almost like the math doesn't math this way, right? It's like when we talk about the Eagles' defense, and because they were number one last year, could they be 10 this year and the team still be good? Yeah, works. But, you know, the Phillies pitching, people thought it was the best rotation in baseball. You look up right now, it's closer to the middle of the pack so far this season.
And there's a lot of sixes and fives that I see in the ERA.
Yeah, it's not good. And then the bullpen's not good. I mean, there's a lot not good right now. And with Nola, I think he can probably get through bad lineups. Like, you throw him against the Rockies, you throw him against the Marlins, who he won't face this weekend because he just pitched last night. But he could still probably get through that. But his next start, Hugh, he's lined up for a big one. They go to the Mets next week. They play the Mets for the first time. Which means he's got to start against Lindor and Soto and Alonso and those guys. Like, that's not easy the way he's pitching right now.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Nah, I wish he was facing the Marlins this weekend. Really, I wish I that didn't line up right. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Violet in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Violet, what's up?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sorry about that. I'm at my other part-time job. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in. I am concerned. I actually had some concerns last year with Nola during some of the periods. And just overall, I don't know if it's just because, I don't know what it is. I just can't put my finger on it. They just seem kind of blah.
I like feel the same way. Yeah,
they seem kind of blah.
Yeah, they feel like they're in a weird malaise. Like, they're just like, I don't think sleepwalking's fair, because I think they're trying, but there's no oomph. There's no energy. There's the life there. It doesn't feel like they have it right now.
And I don't know. And I don't think it's winning per se. I mean, of course, winning makes things easier, but there's just something. Something has to happen. There needs to be a little spark, something that just gets them excited.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I need to come teach in the spin class.
You know what? I'll work. Anything that will work, we'll take right now, Violet.
Spin class is no joke, bro.
You did that once?
I did it with Dorsey.
Oh, yeah,
Dorsey Levins,
that's
when
right.
He was a spin coach. But I was in the back.
Oh, I love spinning.
Yeah, I was in the back.
Why were you in the back?
You?
But I still have faith in them. I'm not going to give up. It's too early.
Well, yeah, no one's given up yet, but we are hitting panic buttons here. Violet, we appreciate the phone call. Spin class Douglas over here.
Yeah, I was in the back of the class.
Yeah, we all know why. And then you have to say that loud. We get the
yeah,
whole
it gets stiff at times. You know what I mean?
Kyle just got something new to do.
What did we get from Herb today? What was the Herb drop today? We got one mixed in there. There's a new one, isn't there?
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, that one. It feels like we might get a season worth of that one right there. Let's go to Richie, who's up next. Hey, Richie. Richie?
And how's it going? I just got back from the doctor, so I had some, numbing agents. I'm a little bit, out of it. I've been a Philly fan since I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody brought this up, but I noticed Nola. Mm-hmm. I noticed over the years, I follow very closely all the pitches. I used to pitch in high school. He seems to not be as effective when the weather is chilly, or whether it's early April or October or something. He seems to be, I don't know if you've noticed this,
Richie, I noticed it, but I get ridiculed when I said I get called a company man.
Why?
And things.
Yeah, excuse maker.
Yep. Yeah, I get. No, so I try not to point it out as much.
That was an excellent. I don't know. You said that. That was an excellent insight. He
disagree.
He's a warm weather pitcher. You ever noticed this?
Yes, Richie, I have. Yeah, when the especially the humidity. I mean, I think it's probably because he was brought up in Louisiana. He went to LSU. Yeah, I get it.
And a guy like him, he's very fine. So if he's a little off, he doesn't have that, that overpower. He can get away with it, like you said, he can't get away with that, make a little mistake, He's got to be really fine. He makes a mistake, he gets bombed,
Yes, and but I think now on top of it, because his velocity's down, he's even more concerned about making that mistake. So he's
exactly.
Nibbling, and it's a lot of walks, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. But I was surprised you were mocked by that, by saying that was a very good insight.
Nobody's trying to hear that.
No, see, Richie, here's the thing. It wasn't specifically that, because that's true, and you're right, and Hugh's right.
Was a delivery.
He's toeing the line of making too many excuses lately, so we gotta keep him in line, Richie.
Don't listen to Joe. I'm not toeing the line.
Oh, stop.
I'm just adding perspective that nobody wants to think about in this situation. Yeah.
Joe, listen to you. He makes a lot of sense. He's one of my favorite
sometimes.
Guys. He doesn't say much, but when he says things, they're very
Mr.
profound.
Mr. A-Leg Parlay over here.
Oh, stop. Richie, good phone call. We appreciate it. All right, so Richie's right. You're right. Does it come across as an excuse sometimes?
Oh, it definitely does. Especially when it's right after a loss. And I get that. I'm not mad at anybody getting mad at me for that, because I know how much they love these teams, the 4-for-4.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. And not only that, it's compounded with the fact that you look eerily similar to last year. You didn't make any changes. You didn't make any changes.
Yeah.
And you came out and you made a conscious effort to take more pitches, but now the long ball is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot. It's a lot going on, and people are frustrated. Yeah. And let's not forget the baby blue bat. Just wanted to throw that in there.
No, I don't think anyone forgot.
No, even though Bryce Harper did hit one last night, but still.
Home runs at back-to-back games.
Yeah, he did. He bounced back from the bat.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone else has not bounced back, because the Phillies lost 11-4 last night. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here. Aaron Nola, are you hitting the panic button? Dallas Goedert, we're a week out from the draft. What would you rather? First-round pick on a tight end, which a lot of people are bringing up, Mason Taylor at LSU, or just keep Goddard? I'd rather keep Goddard than use a first-round pick on a tight end when I have defensive issues. I gotta fill holes on the defensive line, edge, all that kind of stuff, safety. I can't use a first-round pick on a tight end if I'm moving off of Goddard just to do it. So we'll hit all that. 215-592-9494. We do have a lineup for the Phillies today because we're playing a 4 o'clock game. We'll give you the lineup today. Who's in? Where are they batting? And we have to get to something that happened this morning here, where Hugh may have caught a stray. What's going on? We'll talk about that. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA Play-In Tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you could even combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get on the NBA Play-In Tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports becomes the official partner of 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.